What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. You are now live streaming. You are now live. Doggy Diamonds TV live and direct. For the people out there that can hear me, I don't care what y'all say. I see somebody in the chat room said I'm reaching. Well, I'm motherfucking Stretch Armstrong then. I'm reaching all across the room. I don't care what nobody say. That shit is sabotage. There's no way in hell that out of nowhere they just release an album. The album that they were supposed to have done for years. Now, let's keep it a buck. We know Jay-Z and Kanye West ain't all that cool no more. They fronting like they rock, but they don't rock. They ain't on each other project. Kanye West ain't do no beats for Jay-Z in a long time. So then, you know, Nas is doing an album with Kanye West. All right, cool. You know they all know each other business. They know what's going on in the system. Nas had the city on fire. He had the whole momentum, you know, over the past 2 days. He had the whole momentum. He do a live stream back of Queensbridge. Everybody anticipating this Nas album, whether you love it or you hate it, but it's anticipated again. Like, we really, really anticipating a Nas album just because we want to see what it sound like, because Pusha T said it was coming. So we like, word, Nas and Kanye West? Oh, shit, that's crazy. Like, that's really going to drop? We can't believe that shit. So it really happened. It really happened. Nas and Kanye West really did an album together. So that shit really, really, really happened. So, you know, it seemed like, you know, he had to, listen, he had the city on fire. We all watched the stream. All of us watched the stream. We all heard the album. We all listened to it. We all been talking about it for the past 2 days. Everything was about Nas and Kanye West. Nothing else didn't matter. Shout out to J-Rock who dropped the album. We wasn't thinking about, you know, J-Rock album is cool, but it ain't no Nas album in the sense of this is Nas. One of the top greatest lyricists ever. So then out of nowhere, we know Jay-Z and Beyonce is on the road, but they always on the fucking road, it seemed like. Out of nowhere, Nas drop on a Friday. City's on fire. I'm talking about because I'm in New York City, so I know what the streets was looking at. And I know where the streets, how the streets was carrying themselves for this Nas release. I know what's going on Twitter. I know what's going on Facebook. As y'all see, I know what's going on Instagram. You see everybody talking about Nas. And to me, it's not one of my favorite projects, but it's songs on there that I love. Adam and Eve, I love it. That's that. Listen, if that was a one song album, Adam and Eve is dope enough to make me like the album. I don't, you know, I'm not in love with the whole body of work, but Adam and Eve is that dope. That song is that dope. Lyrically, Nas is where he need to be, but Adam and Eve is that dope. I like Bonjour. I like Adam and Eve. There's some other records that are good. There's only 7 of them, but I love Adam and Eve. Like, I love that song. You know what I'm saying? When I first heard it, when they was playing it in the listening and the live, I was like, holy shit. Like, that's some shit right there. So, you know, Nas got, you know, when the last time we really been excited for music? You know, we haven't really been excited for that. And then, you know, even though Kanye West is a fucking dickhead and did a lot of dickhead shit in the past 2 months, He kind of made music a little bit interesting this month. Like, this month has been, you know, you know, we've really been paying attention to music. You know, a lot of good projects came out within the last few months. So, you know, us as the people who support music and love hip hop, we really, really have gotten a treat. We really, really got some good music. No pun intended. So, you know, everybody's talking about Nas. I seen my cousin Tad. Shout out to my cousin Tad. He talking about he got Nas on repeat. I talked to Rec. We talked about what we liked. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see y'all. Talked about what we liked. I spoke to my man Faint. You know, we've been talking about this music. We've been talking about the music. Like, for once, we ain't been talking about nobody beef. We ain't been talking about nobody trolling. We haven't been talking about, because I don't give a fuck about, you know, people breaking and rich the kid crib and all that shit. You know, it's unfortunate, but I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. So, I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, everybody who I spoke to, we've been talking about Nas. We've been talking about Nas. Like, it's almost like Stillmatic is about to drop. Or, you know, Life is Good. I love that album. I love that Life is Good album. You know, that's one of my favorite Nas album. So then, I look on Twitter, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, yo, hold up. Jay-Z and Beyonce just dropped the album? They just dropped the album that they should have dropped 10 years ago, that everybody thought that they was going to drop a long time ago? Holy shit. Out of nowhere, the day after everybody talking about Nas. Nah, that shit ain't right. I don't care what y'all, but nobody say that shit is foul. They could have waited another weekend. They could have waited till Monday. They couldn't let them have the weekend. It's Father's Day. Nas is a daddy. Let them have a weekend. Him and Kanye, they fathers. Let them have a weekend. How you drop on a Saturday? Who the fuck drops music on a Saturday? An album on a Saturday? They drop the album on a Saturday. You can't let Nas and you can't let them have a weekend? Come on, man. Nah, that shit foul. That shit, because right now, And then the fucked up shit about it is that the song that the video that they dropped for the ape shit, that shit is fire. The video's fire and the song was fire. And it's another one on there, I think it's called 713. That shit sound fire. That's the two joints I heard. So I'm like, damn. Y'all couldn't even let Nas get a 3-day weekend or something like that. You know, we seen the little premiere Thursday, and I don't know. I like the spirit of competition. I like the competition in music. I like it. But sometimes we got to let the music, breathe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let us digest that, you know, let us digest that Nas for the weekend. Let us get through the weekend. You know, it's Father's Day coming. You know, all the mothers get to go out to dinner and shit. Father's Day, all the men just get cookouts and ties and shit and draws, which is foul. That's another topic. The fathers don't get shit. Fathers don't get no love and shit. Motherfuckers just get cookouts and draws and ties. You know, mothers get all types of exquisite meals and shit. And fathers, you know, don't get shit. So, you know, the cookout, you know, all the men gonna congregate. Let me talk about this Nas. Now we got to talk about Beyonce and fucking Jay-Z finally dropping their project together. Nah, that shit's sabotage. You ain't have to do that. You ain't have to do that. Am I tripping? Let me know in the comments if you think I'm reading into this too much. Leave me a comment on the replay or leave me a comment in the chat room if you think I'm reading into this shit too much. If I'm just... it's just music, shit happens. Or am I really, really on to something? Because I'm like, nah. I don't think that they should have dropped their album. But listen, that album has been, their album has been anticipated for how long, though? Why they had to drop it today, though? On a Saturday, right after Nas? And Nas got, yo, Nas, like, because you got to remember, that King of New York shit is really, really, these dudes still fight for that. Nas was looking like the king of New York again. You know what I'm saying? He's looking like the king of New York right now. You know what I'm saying? So, it's not about whether I think Nas' album is good. I'm talking about momentum. Damn. It's so hard to get some of y'all to understand shit sometimes. I don't even be trying no more. I give up. It's not about whether an album is good or not. It's about momentum. Music, first of all, because it's so much music that's dropping now. We don't even get a chance to digest music and everything. Of course, Jay-Z and Beyonce dropping an album is going to get more momentum than a Nas project. You know what I'm saying? Of course, everybody's going to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce over a Nas and Kanye West shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just going to talk about that shit. So we're talking about what people are talking about. It's you know, I don't know. I think it's foul. Oh, somebody got to go out my chat room. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, there you go. You out of here. No dumb shit in my chat room. But, it's Tupac's birthday, too. Shout out to Tupac. I was a big Tupac supporter. I like Tupac since Brenda had a baby, though. That's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You can't say Nas always been trash with his whack ass beats. Cut it out. Nas ain't been no trash. I'm drinking motherfucking some tea right now. I just think it's too much music. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of music for people to digest. And sometimes the music has to breathe. The shit has to really grow and you got to really get into it. But when it's so much music coming out, sometimes it's a bit much. It's a bit much. You know, you got J-Rock, you know, dropped the project. Nas. And we still got to remember that Pusha T album just came out. Kanye West's album just came out. And Kid Cudi album just came out. So it's a lot of music to digest. You know? It's a lot of music to digest. So, you know, we still have to, you know, albums used to come out months apart. It's just too much music being put out. Then you got all the local dudes that you might like. Then you got your homies' music that you like. Sometimes it's just too much music. And it's not enough diversity. Everybody is just putting out too much shit at once. Yeah, the Nipsey Hussle album was definitely dope. I'm still listening to Benny the Butcher, a friend of ours. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of music coming out. Too much. Too much music coming out. So, I felt like Nas deserves that light on his own. I felt like he deserved to just, that moment where everybody's just listening to Nas. You know, New York City's feeling good. You know, the town is feeling good. Everybody, you know. Because everybody want to get rid of mumble rap. Everybody so-called hate mumble rap. Everybody so-called hate the trap shit. Everybody hate the drill shit. Nas ain't do none of that shit. It was, you know, it's not, again, of course we would love to see a Nas Pete Rock collaboration. Even a Nas Just Blaze, a Nas Primo. Of course we would love to see that. But we just got to get Nas how we could get where we could get, you know? So, for them to drop, come on, man. I don't care what y'all say. That shit sabotage. Because when you go look on Twitter, and you look at what the trending topics are, everybody is talking about, we talking about that shit now. Everybody's talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? And the thing with Nas, reason why I felt like his album should just have just been able to live, because that's lyrics, you know, and he even said it on his joint, you know, lyrics, people don't buy his music for beats, you buy it for the lyrics. Lyrics is, you know, he's always going to be potent, you know, it ain't never going to, he's never going to slack in that department. I'm not even jacking that. And 444 was the dope album, like, but imagine if when Jay-Z dropped 444, somebody like a Drake dropped. And I'm not saying that Drake album would be better. I'm just talking about as far as momentum, and I'm talking about popularity. We have to all admit that Drake is more popular than Jay-Z musically. He's not better, but he's more popular. Drake is playing on the fucking Drake is playing on a radio every like three fucking songs. Every three songs is Drake. So if 444 came out and then Drake dropped like that God's Plan or some shit where he in the video give, because when that shit came out, everybody's talking about that shit. You know what I'm saying? They did that shit on purpose. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Saturday, you drop an album. Come on, man. But I think being at Nas dropped 7 songs, I think he could fucking do, I think he should do another one, like, you know, before the summer is out. I think he should do another one before the summer's out. I definitely should drop another album, because you only put out like 7 records, you know. I know you got more in the stash. Go hook up with, you know, the producers that people want to hear you with. 444 is not trash. Come on, man. Cut it out. You saying 444 is trash. Cut it out. I don't think, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all some real shit. I don't, you know, I don't think that that's Nas' best work as far as like, musically. I think I said on Twitter and I said on Facebook, because one thing about me, I don't go back on my work. I thought his album was overproduced. I think his album was overproduced. Nas' album, that is, I'm talking about. I think it was just certain stuff musically that I really didn't get. It didn't really, it didn't fit Nas to me. Thought it was overproduced. But, like, even with The Cop Shot the Kid, I like that record, but after a while, The Cop Shot the Kid was too repetitious and it started bothering me a little bit. And I really, you know, I don't know. Like, we want to listen to music and bop our head and, you know, really just chill and get into the lyrics. I think the Cop Shot the Kid was just, you know, it was just too much. I really like Adam and Eve, and I like the Bonjour record. Adam and Eve was, you know, that was good enough for, like I said, that song is good enough to where, you know, that song is just good enough. You know what I'm saying? But I really think Jay-Z and Beyonce, but more so Jay-Z, did that shit on purpose. Then somebody brought something to my attention that some dude was supposedly going to expose the fact that LeBron either smashed Beyonce or was going to smash the woman. I don't know. I don't really like to get up into that gossipy shit. You know what I'm saying? I be leaving that shit alone. Because if it ain't facts, then I ain't going to be sitting here acting like no chick. Gossiping and shit, but they were saying maybe they dropped the album, you know, to squash the rumors or to distract people from, you know, some dude about to expose or what. I'm like, man, I ain't got no time for that skeezer shit. You know what I'm saying? That scallywag talk. I ain't into all that. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, again, that Ape Shit record that they put out for a single, that shit is fire though, Beyonce and Jay-Z. With Migos on the ad-libs, that shit is dope. And they had another one on there that I heard called 713. That was really, really dope. You know, so, you know, I seen a lot of people like the Nas album. I seen a lot of people didn't like the Nas album. But this is the point. Whether you liked it or you didn't like it, it's the fact that we're talking about music. That's what I want y'all to understand. We're not talking about nothing else but the music. We're talking about music. We're judging the music, whether we like the music or not. Not antics, not interviews, not beef, none of that. We're talking about music. And for that, I felt like Nas should have been able to live. Kind of like when 444 came out. We were just talking about the music. You know, we were talking about, we was breaking down lyrics. We was dissecting things. We were talking about music, you know. And I think that when we're talking about music, I think that's a good thing. Because who the fuck want to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce laying in the bed? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fucking, you know, talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce laying in the bed and her booty out and this nigga got his, you know, taco meat out and all that shit. I don't want to talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it becomes when Jay-Z and Beyonce drops. That's what, you know, it's more than music. So I felt like, for the moment, we talking about rap. Know what I'm saying? That's what we should be talking about. How am I biased? You sound dumb. You just sound dumb. How am I biased? I'm from Brooklyn. So, by naturally, I would be Team Brooklyn. Always. Anybody know me? I'm Brooklyn biased. I say that all the time. I don't even front. I am Brooklyn biased. I do not front. But I'm saying Nas should have been able to live. Nas should have been able to live. Great album. That's all perception, opinion, taste. Again, me personally, I wasn't in love with it. But come on, man. He should have let him live because we're talking about music. All right, like I said, you know, sometimes in life, when you talk to people, some people just don't get it. And it ain't my job to make you get it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my job to make you get it. It ain't my job. And even if you don't like the Nas album, listen, you can say you don't like it, which is good. You're still talking about it. You're still talking about music. Because before we were talking about music, what were you talking about? We were talking about 6ix9ine in Chicago and all types of crazy shit. You understand what I'm saying? So for once, we're talking about music and we're not talking about anything else. That's what I'm trying to say. Let's get back to talking about music, good music, bad music. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate Nas. And I don't hate Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I think they're both incredible artists. They did a lot for the game. I think, personally, they get shitted on a lot. You know what I'm saying? And they're just rappers like me. I just fucking listen to the music. I'm not into a man's personal life. I don't give a fuck if he, you know, I don't care if he took a piss or he got diarrhea. Like, that shit ain't for me. But that's the shit that people be into. And I'm not into people's personal life. I don't give a fuck about that. All I give a fuck about is when I hit play. If I hit play and it's good, I'm okay with that. But I don't need 16 albums to drop in one day, because something gonna get lost in the sauce. And that's what I'm trying to say to y'all. Something is gonna get lost in the sauce, you know what I'm saying, of too much music. I think sometimes it has to slow down a little bit. Music is so microwavable that it's not creating moments. Nas shit created a moment in New York. I'm telling you, I'm out here in New York. It created a moment. Everybody's just like, oh, shit. You seen the live stream. It's a bunch of people there, you know. And music is supposed to create moments in your life where you remember what you was wearing when a certain song came out. you know, what school you was in, where you worked at, what girl you were dating, for women, what guys you were dating. That's what music is supposed to do. So now we would have remembered Nas and Kanye West drop. Kanye West just did some, you know, some bonehead shit about Donald Trump. He did the TMZ thing. And then here we come with Nas coming. He got Adam and Eve. He did Cop Shot the Kid. You know, they did the live stream in Queensbridge. The momentum is there. It feel good. It feel like music. And then they come with their album. And then it's like, okay, we're not going to talk. We couldn't talk about it for 4 days. Like I'm saying, give us a week. It's been 1-2 days. I'm telling you, Nas shit is dead. They just not going to talk about that shit no more. And it's fucked up. Me personally, I feel like Benny the Butcher, A Friend of Ours, is the best album of the year. That's just me personally. Not because, you know, I know him. Not because I interviewed him. It's just when I hit play, that's what I wanted to hear. But New York is sounding like New York. You know, even with the experimental Kanye West sound. You know what I'm saying? And I think sometimes y'all be expecting too much from artists that y'all not even going to really support their shit and buy their shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even know the last album some of y'all bought. And y'all be just bitching over free shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit be free and y'all just be bitching. I don't even cost you nothing. I put out free interviews and free content and dudes be bitching. Like, yo, why is it so short? Or, motherfucker, why you... It's free. It's free. You can't be bitching about free shit. If you ain't pay for it, you can't complain. Straight up. It's music. You pay for Tidal, but that ain't shit. Look at all the music you get on Tidal, right? Look at all the music you get on Apple Music and all that. And it's the same price as Netflix. And what the fuck is on Netflix to watch? Let's just keep it all the way real. There's nothing on Netflix to watch. I'm still watching Law and Order and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm still watching Law and Order. But it's just so much music coming out. So it's shit is just hard to digest. And then you got to sift through it. And then dudes is making, you know, the albums is like 25. That's why they making short ass albums, because people got short ass attention spans. Like, yo, it's not enough songs. Yo, how much it cost you? How much did it cost you? Album is 25 minutes. How much it cost you? You pay for a service that's a monthly service. And look at all the shit you get with that little bit of money you paid for that monthly service. And you get all this music. I heard A$AP Rocky had a good album. Royce da 5'9" had a good album. Ace the 5'9". Holy shit. A$AP Rocky had a record that was real dope on his album. Real dope. I'm trying to think about the music. Listen. All right, look. This is why it's free. Right? And music is free because you're paying for a service. If you had to pay... Listen. All right. Listen. All right. Netflix. At one point... There was no Netflix where you can stream and watch 17 movies in one day. You would have to pay $2 to $5 per movie, which would be, if you watch 10, you already know the math on that. You would be paying $20 or $50 in one day to watch all of those movies. Now you can watch, you could binge watch a whole series for $10 a month. You could binge watch a whole fucking series for $10 a month. And dudes are still bitching. Don't make no sense. Shout out to Q Butter in the room. Shout out to George Macon in the room. Shout out to a lot of my people in the room. I'm just saying. You y'all motherfucking be bitching too much about free shit. Stop bitching. I didn't hear Styles P album. Oh, I only got 63 likes. I don't be paying attention to that shit. I'm gonna be real with y'all. People say that likes and all of that shit be mattering and all that shit. I ain't gonna front. I don't be. Listen, man. People like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. I ain't gonna be in here talking about hit the like button. I got motherfucking shit to talk about. I don't pay attention to that shit. If y'all wanna hit like, hit like. If you don't, fuck you. That's the time I be on. Or maybe sometimes you didn't think to hit the like. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna be fucking hit the like. Nah. I ain't into that. I'm into talking my shit and getting my shit off and saying what the fuck I got to say. I didn't know Tragedy had a new album out. See? Shout out to Trash too, man. Trash, can you call me? Listen, Tragedy Gaddafi. I'm mad at you, Trash. Trash hit me on a DM and say, send me your number. I sent him the number. And he ain't never called me. So then I hit him back and say, Trash, you didn't call me. He said, oh, I'm going to call you in a minute. Trash. Call me, Trash. Know what I'm saying? Call me, Trash. But again, it's a lot of good music coming out. No pun intended. But Nas should have got a chance to rock, man. Mr. RJ Payne has a project out too, right? Now this guy could rap. I am RJ Payne. This is somebody who could rap. He's in the chat room right now. He could fucking rap. And I think that's a project y'all should get. I think his project is out right now on his website. I think you definitely should pick that up too. But then again, like I said, there's so much fucking music coming out. Thank you for whoever hit the like button. Oh, the donate button works. See, I'd rather have donations than likes. You like me and you want to show me love? Donate a dollar or two. That goes a long way. So that right there definitely makes me happy. I'd rather have a dollar than a like. Because if them likes can equal dollars, then we got a couple of dollars here. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is some shit that I said on, and I want to know what y'all think about this. And this is maybe kind of off topic because of what we're talking about. I like to stay on topic, but I want to know what y'all think about this. When I ask for donations, I'm independent. Y'all know we in the Pedia gang, you know, independent media gang. I ask for donations because of the way people did the donation things. A lot of people are apprehensive and afraid to donate to people because a lot of people didn't make do on their promise. You know what I'm saying? With the donations you might have gave people. So that kind of like fucked it up for everybody, right? But me, myself, I do a lot of things on my own. You know, I never sold out. I never been bought. That's why I can do and say what the fuck I want, when I want. I can go live whenever I feel like. I can do whatever I want and give y'all content whenever I want. Because I'm independent. But it's very costly, and YouTube got on some funny style shit where they pay pennies, you know. I'm working on that. I'm working on the show. So the deal is when you ask for donations, a lot of black people tend to say, you know, you a hotep hustler, you a scammer, you begging, right? They say you begging because you ask for donations to keep, but PBS and different organizations that bring you content are only funded by the people. Wikipedia asks for donations like every few months. I don't know if you noticed that. And that's how Wikipedia is up, because Wikipedia doesn't have any ads on their shit, but people pay to keep that shit up, right? So people will say, yo, you begging, or you beg for donations and all that shit. And it's black people that say that shit to me. Now, this is the shit that's fucked up. Now, I don't beg because I have merch. So you could go to my shop and buy hats and shit from me, and that's cool. So I just use the hat money that I get and put it back into the product. That's cool too. Whatever works. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel like you're just giving me money and I'm going to buy jewelry or some stupid shit, which I don't do, you know, with people money, I put it back into the product. You can just say, fuck it. At least I got a hat out the deal. Right? Because you do get free content to me from me. But that's another subject. But lately, I've been getting a lot of grief from my people, black people. I do got a super chat. My super chat is in the link. It's in the description box, right? But let me finish. So, lately, I've been having white people hit me up and say, what do you need? How could I donate? And I'm going to buy your merch. And they buy that shit and they wear it. So, here it is, a black man who we're supposed to all be conscious and, you know, this white man is the enemy jargon that many of us have been fed to believe, you know. What are you supposed to do when you're taught that they are the enemy, but they support you? Why would your enemy support you, but the people who's supposed to love you and give a fuck about you don't do shit for you? Ain't that some shit though? So I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to feel like that? How am I supposed to feel about that? When they say to me, yo, I got you on this, whatever you need, I'm buying your hats. Look, I bought your hat. That doesn't make any sense to me. So now we're supposed to say, yo, he's the devil, he's the enemy, he's this and he's that, but he's also the one that's helping me support myself. When you go to Wu-Tang shows, who the fuck is in the audience? When you go to all of these artists' shows, who's in the audience? And it'd be the most pro-black artists. When Nas come out and do if Nas do a tour, who's gonna be in the audience? So that's the shit that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, we're just made to believe that they are this, they are that, but they really support us. And our own people don't support us. And when we ask for shit, we're told that we're begging. We have the wealth too. We just like stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? We have the wealth. And all I ask for is a fucking dollar. Honestly. But then again, like I said, it can come off like, you know, you're asking for too much because motherfuckers just don't want to give that shit to you. So if you keep asking, motherfuckers like, yo, man, I ain't giving you shit. Don't ask me no more. Fuck you. So shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to just say that because I was really thinking about that shit. That shit fucked me up today. I was thinking about that shit. I really have them hitting me up saying, yo, whatever you need, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And the funniest shit is that this is how, you know, presidents, when they be having fucking $1,000 a plate, they be having $1,000 a plate donations and shit. A fucking $1,000? What food is worth a stack? Think about that shit. What plate of food is worth $1,000 that don't come with no fucking back rub, motherfucking foot rub? I want grapes fed to me, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's difficult. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, can't nobody come to me and give me some shit and say to me, they can't come to me and say, you know, you got to change this and change that, because a lot of people, you know, love me just the way I am, but they're just willing to support. You know, like I said, I got shirts, shop.doggydiamondstv.com. You know what I'm saying? But people keep saying money don't justify shit. How do you keep doing what you're doing without money? You know, a lot of y'all are stupid. Seriously. A lot of y'all are paint chip people. A lot of y'all ate paint chips. Because at the end of the day, black people need to get off that stupid shit. Because we live in a fucking capitalist society where, all right, so you tell the motherfucking person that's coming to cut your lights off, Just tell the person that's coming to cut your lights. So you got a fucking phone bill, right? You watching me right now. So you straight up and down, on this shit. How you got internet? You had to pay for that shit. Where the money come from? This is what I'm saying. PBS, Channel 13, fucking Sesame Street and all that shit. That shit is funded by people. Wikipedia. Look this shit up. I'm not just talking out the side of my face. But I ain't going to sit there and talk about that all day. I'm just wanting to just get that off real quick. Because a lot of times, people be like, because I understand why Star be like, donate. I understand that shit. Yo, DJ Academics. Yo, his people. Yo, they be donating all day. He fucking became a millionaire. Like, holy shit. But everybody hate him. But his people donate to him. So I respect it. I respect that shit. And I don't. And listen. I never vowed to take a fucking. I'm not here to take a vow of poverty. I'm not doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? But again. If you are an individual. And. DJ Academics, he could be whatever you feel like he is. That's not, I'm not saying he's great. I'm not saying he's a clown. I'm not saying he's motherfucking the Prince of Zamunda. What I'm saying is that when your people support you, that's all you need. There is no middleman. You don't have to, nobody, you don't have to change anything. You can do what you want to do because your people are supporting you. Now, you can be sharp as a tack. You can be intelligent. But without support, you ain't shit. And that's why, and look, and this all goes back to, it all ties back in. Your favorite artists, most of them don't get support. You know, your artists that's trash, look at they fucking shows. Look at a Lil Pump show. Who's in the crowd for Lil Pump? Lil Xan. Can they rap? Hell no. They can't rap for shit, but they selling out shit. And they're being paid to push bullshit. So if people are pushing real shit to you, why don't they get paid for doing that? And I ain't talking about, listen, go buy me a fucking Rolls Royce or some shit. I be asking people for a fucking dollar contribution. One ass dollar? I ain't worth a fucking dollar. One ass dollar. Patreon, $12 a year, $24 in 2 years, $36 in 3 years. But the problem with a lot of black people too, is black people be watching each other pockets. They'd be like, so you figure if he got this many subscribers and everybody give him a dollar, then he's getting this shit. Like, come on, man. Counting people money. It go into the content. You ain't been seeing my latest interviews, the two camera angles, the all that shit costs. Who you think is paying for that shit? I'm paying for that shit. But anyway, enough of that. You donate, you donate. You don't, you don't. I'm going to do me regardless, and just don't bitch and complain. That's all I'm telling everybody. Don't say shit. If I don't see them donations come through for you, dude, you can't tell me shit. You can't tell me shit. That's that. Anyway, in closing, because I think I talked about donations for like 10 minutes more than I wanted to talk about. Shop.doggydiamondsteve. All my shit is in the description box. Everything. If you want motherfucking, if you want anything you want from me is right in the description box. If you want to reach me on Instagram, Twitter, anything. When people be saying, y'all try to get in contact with you, you're fucking lying. My number is public. You're lying. So it is a way to get up with me. Oh yeah, the knots and the bumpy knuckles. Shout out to who's dropping the album too? Bad Seed and Knots is dropping the album too, or it dropped. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, before I go, because it's Saturday night, well, now it's Sunday morning, and I know many of you are really, you know, chilling. This is what I'm saying, like $60 a year. That's what I'm saying. Y'all be paying all that shit for motherfucking Netflix. My shit got, I got more John Blaze than Netflix. But anyway, I ain't putting nobody up to no game. This, look, I've been giving game for 10 years. That's what I'm saying. People charge for advice, and people be hitting me for advice. I give that shit willingly. So I've been, you know, giving game out and helping people. So it be people who charge consultation fees straight up and down. I can't do it. Ain't no reciprocity in helping motherfuckers no more. Damn that. Anyway, like I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted, so my boy said Kanye wakes NyQuil beats. Holy shit. Yo, let me shout out the chat room before I go. Everybody, put your name up. Twin L's. Mature. I'm sounding like the Mad Rap on purpose. Mature Gambino, NBK Academy, Ignorant Intellect. That's an oxymoron. Patty Smith. I don't go to clubs in New York. Fuck New York. I ain't gonna trying to go out to no clubs out here. Listen, let me say something before I go about the clubs in New York. There is no more clubs in New York. It's all strip clubs. And I'll be damned if I take the hard-earned money that I get, the donations that I get, and throw them on some funky-ass chick head. Ain't gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Shaquille Latif, JTB Moore Atlanta, Ball 733, I Am Wolf, Ted Bundy, Mo Money Jones, Lyrics Bischoff, Die for Radio, Jules, JR, I don't know your last name, Peter Truth, Jason Phillips, The Aquarian Space, Clo 59, The Enlightenment, Ray K, Quillian Gunn, that's the homie from Facebook too. Bills, Mask On or Off. Nigga said, chill with the stripper disc. My baby moms is the dancer. Damn, bro. Well, hey, you know. More Money Jones, AJ, Elliot Thomas, 2006 Pie Face, Bryson Payton. But yo, listen, all right, I ain't shouting nobody else out. I ain't typing fast enough. Shout out to everybody, all the fathers out there. I'll be damned if I motherfucking, I'll be damned. Yeah, exactly, a dancer. If you shaking her ass, that ain't dancing, bro. She's shaking her ass. And I hope she ain't doing nothing strange for a piece of change. That's your baby moms and all that, but you know. Anyway, I ain't wishing no women no happy Father's Day. Give a fuck. The donation, listen, the donation links are in the description box. You know what I'm saying? Everything is in the description box. Everything. Anything you want to donate on, everything is in the description box. But, listen, I ain't wishing no women no fucking happy Father's Day. Fuck that. That shit is corny. I'm tired of that shit. Because you don't see no men talking about fucking happy, you know, Mother's Day to no man. A dude going to be offended like, mother? I'm a father. You know what I'm saying? But only women be on some happy Father's Day shit. You ain't no fucking father. Long as you sit down and piss, and even if you didn't stand up, sit down and piss, and you stood up and let that shit leak down your leg, you still ain't no daddy. I don't give a fuck if you a cross-dresser or whatever the case may be, you still ain't no daddy because your DNA say you a woman. Long as you got an XX chromosome, you a motherfucking mother. So cut the shit. You know what I'm saying? Single mother. That's it. But you ain't never going to be no fucking father. All right? Fuck Bruce Jenner's too. Fuck that whole family. As a staff, record label, and a crew. This is facts. You know what I'm saying? Nah, men do need... But listen though. See, at the same time, we gotta keep it real, right? We gotta keep it real on... A lot of men do what they can do, but it'd be a lot of, you know, scorned ass women who be using child support to get back at fair relationships. Child support is there for you to help your child and support your child, not get back at a dude because y'all shit ain't work out. And some fathers ain't shit. So we don't say Happy Father's Day to deadbeat ass motherfuckers. And listen, I'm going to keep it real with you. If I had a homie who was a deadbeat, or a homie who wasn't doing the right thing by his children and all that, I ain't going to let that shit slide. I ain't gonna jack that. I ain't going to be like, yo, you a good dude and all that shit. That's my man. I'm going to be like, nah, that's fucked up. Take care of your fucking children. So real dudes ain't going to let their homie be fucked up. That's real talk. Nobody ain't going to let their homie be on some sucker shit when it comes to his children. Any man going to tell his homie, yo, you not keeping it a buck. You not doing what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to D Good on the $5 you just sent me. That goes a long motherfucking way. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I mean, you gotta tell your homie, yo, you're not doing right by your children. When the last time you seen your children? Don't be fucking coming over here trying to smoke and drink. Go see your kids. Oh, but yo, my baby moms, listen, fuck that. I don't care if you gotta meet your children at the precinct. You gotta meet through a third party. I'll be the third party. But don't be fucking, you know, sitting there co-signing some deadbeat ass dude. That's some sucker shit. Because if that's your man and he a deadbeat, then you just as fucked up as he is. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. You don't get along with your baby mother. A lot of dudes don't get along with their baby mother. A lot of women, you know, don't get along with the men. But they still, a lot of times, they still be wanting to, or you know what? Not to jump. Yo, if you don't want to be a father, sign your rights away. Fuck it. Because there's men out here that'll take care of them children. Sign the rights away. Don't want to just get back into your children's life because you see your baby mother with a new guy and they look like they doing well or whatever the case may be. Sign your fucking rights away. You know what I'm saying? Just say, yo, I'm signing away my rights. Don't be no absent ass father. That's some sucker shit. Child support? Yo. Listen. You should have strapped up. Now your child is here. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But sign your rights away. If you're not going to take care of your child, just be a fuck up. And just be like, yo, I'm signing my rights away. I'm not capable of being a father. You know what I'm saying? And let the next man... let the next man who willing and able to help raise children do it. Because a lot of times they gonna do it. But a lot of times dudes wanna come in and step in and wanna be a motherfucking father once they see their baby mother happy. I wanna see my son, or you keeping my daughter from me. No, you haven't seen your fucking daughter since they were born. Your name ain't even on the fucking birth certificate. Shut up. Know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dudes out here blaming their baby mothers and shit. See how we go from fucking Nas and Jay-Z and Beyonce to fucking deadbeat ass baby fathers and shit like that. Shout out to all the stepfathers. All the godfathers. I'm like a super duper godfather. I'm like godfather extraordinaire and shit. So shout out to all the stepfathers. Shout out to all the uncles. Shout out to you know, all the cousins, all the big brothers. Shout out to all the men that's in children's lives. Shout out to Q Butter for his Institute of Children. You know, shout out to people who do and work with children. But I can't see how, you know, as a man, you don't want to be in your child's life. You're just a fucking sucker. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. Stepfathers got it bad because a lot of times, you know, biologically, you're not the child's father, so they technically don't have to listen to you, but they have to respect you. And then you got the father who wants to, you know, play daddy when he fucking feels like it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the stepfathers, man. You know what? That's real. Shout out to the stepfathers, because Mature Gambino says some real shit. Stepfathers go through the most unwanted bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because the stepfathers is really, really fighting to be in the child's mother life. But then here comes daddy dickhead, every pink chip daddy. You know what I'm saying? That want to come every now and again, eat his pink chips, and he want to come through and fucking be a fake ass father. And all the shit that you might be instilling in this child, paint chip daddy want to come and try to fuck it up just to be on some fuck shit. Sucker shit. Anyway, I ain't going to take too much more of y'all time. You know what I'm saying? Fucking paint chip daddy want to come. He want to eat his fucking mad paint chips off the wall. You know what I'm saying? And then want to come. You remember like Baby Boy? You know what I'm saying? I just want to see my son. Oh, now you want to see your son. Anyway. Shout out to Saha the Prince. Saha the Prince is fucking dope. Shout out to all the women in the chat room who rock with me. I am crazy as shit, but I mean well. Yeah, Mo Money Jones. Yeah, happy Father's Day to me, because I did father a lot of this shit. But you know what? I'm happy to see my offspring in the YouTube community, even though, you know, some of them people might think that them people came before me, but y'all know the truth. But I'm happy to see that is a lot of content going out. Some content is good, some content is not that good, but that's not my choice to make you believe or tell you what content is good and what ain't. It's all on you. You know what I'm saying? I just know when they come over here, shit real. You know what I'm saying? Shit real. Shout out to everybody who donates. Shout out to all my Patreons. Shout out to, yeah, Byron, I just want to see my son. Now, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Sucker shit. Shout out to all the real fathers. Shout out to the men who want to be fathers. Shout out to the single fathers. Shout out to the single fathers. Shout out to the fathers who, child's mother or wife who might have passed away. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them too. Shout out to everybody who wants to be a father. If you ain't no real father, you ain't getting no happy fucking Father's Day from me. You ain't getting shit from me. But what they call that shit, flipping the bird, I'm stick up my fucking middle finger at you. Call you a bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with it. But it's a lot of single fathers out there. And it, you know, I be seeing dudes who take their children to school. You know, I see fathers, even fathers who have their significant other in their life. They still are very, very active in their child's life. Homework, karate class, dance class, sports. This takes a lot to be a fucking parent, you know, especially in this world where fathers are so frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot. So, again, happy Father's Day. Oh, gotta get you out. You can't even spell, you stupid bastard. Sound like a sensitive gangster. Look, you can't even spell. That's what be killing me about y'all. Y'all come on my shit and try to pop shit. Y'all can't even spell. How you gonna try to diss me and you stupid? At least if you gonna diss me, be intelligent. Have some intelligent disses and shit. Where I gotta sit there and think like, damn. Nigga shitted on me. He tried to diss me. You can't even fucking spell. You know some dude who tried to call me retarded. But the way he spelled retarded, you know he ain't a bag of paint chips. You know that shit. You're going to diss me, at least be intelligent. Don't dumb diss me. I'm an intelligent individual. Use a big word or something. Don't fucking be using, don't misspell shit. You better hit. You better proofread that shit. You better do all that shit before you diss me. Don't diss me stupidly and misspell words. Simple ass words. Fourth grade words. You can't even fucking spell. You a gangstat. You sound like a sensitive gangstat. What the fuck is a gangstat? Let me see something. Hold on. Let me look at the keyboard. You put gangstat. You stupid. Fuck out of here. Yo, I'm telling you, I don't tolerate shit. You come in my chat room talking crazy, I'm just blocking you. I'm going to help you. Put you out of your misery. It's Father's Day. You're supposed to be huddled up with your fucking kids. You know, because all you're going to do is have a cookout as a father. Like I said, you're supposed to be getting your tie tomorrow or your motherfucking your pack of Fruit of the Looms or whatever the case you're going to get tomorrow, because you ain't getting no more than that as a father. This is a fact. And you here fucking with me. That's what I said. I gotta look at the keyboard to see like gangstet. You talking shit and you call me a sensitive gangstet? You dumb bastard. That shit is just crazy to me. Yo, on the real, I don't really be having no, I don't got no malice in my heart. People I don't fuck with, I don't fuck with. Oh, the socks ain't go. Yo, let me tell y'all some real shit. This is fucked up. 2 years ago on Father's Day, I needed some socks. Not for Father's Day, because I needed some fucking socks. I forgot what I was doing. I needed some socks. There was no fucking socks. I went to Target. There was no socks. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up as the fathers. All y'all get is socks and ties and barbecues. That's fucked up. Women getting fucking diamonds and pearls and shit and roses and flowers. Come on, man. Don't buy me no fucking socks. You buy me a tie, I'm liable to hang you with that shit. Don't buy me no fucking socks. I got a lot of socks. Socks is like two packs for $10, Wilson socks and fucking Modells. This is a fact. Do not buy me no socks. I have a lot of children. I'm fathered all this shit. I got children all throughout YouTube. Like I said, I'm a deluxe godfather. But I got a lot of sons in this shit. So, anyway, don't buy me no fucking socks. Don't buy me no drawers. Because if you buy me some bum ass drawers, I'm going to be mad. You know what I'm saying? Don't buy me no fucking drawers. Drawers is like, because you know, the type of drawer, like, you know, they got like boxers. Then they got boxer briefs. Then they got like these wrestling drawers and shit. And a lot of times, if you leave it up to like a woman to buy you something, it's always what they want to see you in. And I think sometimes they want to see you in them wrestling tights. We ain't doing that. Don't buy me no wrestling drawers, please. I'm not going to walk out with the fucking Hulk Hogan yellow drawers. It ain't never going to happen. I buy my own fucking drawers. Don't buy me no drawers. And I don't even really care about no polo drawers and no shit. Like, it ain't got to be fucking polo. Like, you know, because if you pay like $12, $13 for one pair of underwear, I don't know. That shit is kind of weird to me, too. I fuck with cologne. Yeah, Speedos. That's what it's called. Tidy Whiteys. Yeah, nah. We ain't doing that. Ever. Know what I'm saying? Don't buy me no shit like that. Buy me some shit I can't buy for myself. That's because that's really a gift. Or buy me some shit. What you want. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to ask people, what do you want? Don't just buy motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Speedos. Fuck biker shorts. Fuck all that shit. Anyway, I'm about to get the fuck out of here. Thank y'all for subscribing. Make sure you hit that bell so you can get the notifications. If you did not hit the bell is right next to the subscribe button. Hit the bell now. So every time I upload a video, every time I go live, you will be notified that I'm going live or I uploaded a new video. I got a big week coming up. I'm about to do something very, very special on live for y'all next week. I think Tuesday, I believe. I got to look at my my itinerary of what, you know, got going on. One day I'm going to show y'all my cologne collection. Shit is dope. I fuck with cologne, though. Dollar Tree cards. Damn. Don't sleep on Dollar Tree, though. I fuck with Dollar Tree. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no offense. Speedos is for white men. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, ain't nobody wearing no Hulk Hogan drawers for fucking Father's Day. Even them fucking socks. Like, before I go, I never been that colorful sock person. Like, a dude I have on, you know, he might have on blue and shit. You know, a blue hat. You know, the shirt might have a little white and blue or whatever. And then they have on some, like, green and orange socks and shit. Like, what them socks got to do with anything and shit? And people be wearing colorful ass socks. I just ain't with that shit. I'm not one of them people who, you know, my shoelaces got to match the stitch in my hat. But I don't know. I ain't fucking with them socks, man. And then I don't like them bus driver socks either. You know, them socks that they just like, they just look like you're supposed to wear them shits and shoes and shit. And penny loafers or some shit. I call them shits bus driver socks. I ain't wearing no fucking bus driver socks neither. You know what I'm saying? But them weird ass socks, it might have like SpongeBob on it or some weird shit. And you just see grown ass men with like, yo, what the fuck is, what's up with dude's socks? What's really good with me, honestly, I just wear black socks. I don't even like white socks no more. Fuck white socks. Fuck white socks as a staff, record label, and a crew. I just want to wear black socks. I wear gray socks. I don't like my socks coming up to my fucking knees. I also don't like them below my ankles. And some of y'all motherfuckers wear socks below y'all ankles with the ball on the back too. You know what I'm saying? I just want to just wear plain ass socks. No crazy ass design. No crazy shit. Just give me some fucking socks that's comfortable. Wash them. I don't want no fucking lint balls on it when I wash them. I'm telling you, don't sleep on them Wilsons. Don't sleep on them Wilsons and Models. They ain't cutting me no check, so I can't really say, you know, I ain't gonna really talk about them. Or them black and grays. Black and they got the like, or like the gray socks, or even the white socks with like the little gray in the front. Shit's a smoking. Those some socks. Creed cologne. You must be a good father to get some Creed. Creed calls bread. One day we're gonna do a live stream. We're gonna talk about colognes. We're gonna have some male bonding. Pause. But we gonna talk some men shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause it'd be a lot of I know this live is all over the place, so you know, at the 35 minute mark, people, if you know, we've been off that Nas and Jay-Z shit, you know, we summed it up, you know, basically that we feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce did some fuck shit. It is what it is. We off that now. But I was in Trader Joe's the other day and I seen this female. She had on a shirt that said Wild Feminist. So, me, you know, I ask questions for a living. So, I really, really can ask people shit without them being offended. You know, and people, you know, I don't know if it's, I don't know if I'm comforting when I talk to people, but people tend to answer anything, and I ask people some crazy shit. So, I asked her, no, women are invited to everything. So, I asked her, what is a wild feminist? So she looked to me, she looked like a mulatto. Mulatto would be somebody who's black but has a white parent. Either the parent is, the mother is white or the father is white, whatever the case may be. So I asked her what's a wild feminist. So she was like, a feminist is. So she started telling me what a feminist is. So I'm sitting here looking at her. And I'm like, first of all, anyway, I ain't gonna say what I really thought. But so I asked her, are there black feminists, meaning black women? And she was like, sure, there are black women feminists. So then I asked her, I said, well, why would there be a black woman that's a feminist? Because she defined a feminist as somebody that believes women should have equal rights, equal pay, equal everything to men. And I don't oppose that. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't disagree with that. You know, women should be paid equally as men. Women should have, you know, the same. You know, I don't disagree with that. She's right and exact. But I didn't think that they started a fucking movement for that shit. So I was like, so you on some Susan B. Anthony shit? She was like, no, because it's a little different. So I'm asking her, how could a black woman be a feminist? Right? How could a black woman be a feminist when it's a system of white supremacy that's keeping women down? It ain't me. I don't have the power to say, oh, fuck black women and I'm going to keep you down and you're only going to make $10 an hour while the average man makes $17. I don't have the power to do that shit. So how the fuck are you a feminist? Who are you, like, you really joining hands as a black woman with white women fighting men, period? Like, you're fighting men. You're not fighting white men. You're just fighting men. That shit just really blew my mind. Like, how the fuck are you a feminist? There's black women that are feminists? What type of shit is that? Shit is stupid. Anyway, somebody who talks for a living. I talk for a living, so, you know, I just tend to just talk, you know. But, yeah, the feminism, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? I believe that women, I believe women deserve equal rights, but black ladies, black women out there, if you can hear this, if you can hear my voice right now, when the rights come from women, your ass ain't getting them before a white woman. And I keep seeing people say one of the most hated people in the world is black women. I don't really agree with that 100%. I think all women are hated. But white men really hate white women, too. They hate white women. Listen, they didn't even let their own mama and them vote. Just really think about that shit. Their own mother could not vote. So, of course, they didn't like you because they don't even look at you as a fucking human being. But I'm just saying, they didn't even want their own mother to vote. So stop saying that y'all the most hated people in the world. Because we can say the most possibly disrespected, yes. And that comes from all over. And respect a lot of times come from how you handle yourself and how you carry yourself. Because if you demand respect, you speak with respect, and you walk with respect, you tend to get it. And you demand respect. So a lot of times you can't have a titty out and expect people to respect you, because then you get mad when you say, why you look at my titty? Because it was out. You know, or some women will walk around with their cleavage out and be like, men can't even look me in my eyes. Well, you're fucking... your titties are out. Like, your titties are out. What the fuck? If a dude walked past you with Speedos on and a ball was out, you would look at his ball, right, ladies? You ain't gonna look in his face and be like, yo, he got the balls out. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you cover up, it is what it is. But you can't be walking around with your women parts out and not expect somebody to fucking look, because that's just natural. You know, I ain't talking about men looking at balls. Please, we not, this ain't that type of chat. We ain't doing that. I'm just saying, women are on Instagram and parading around in society with nothing left to the imagination anymore, and they want respect, and they making up shit like you're slut shaming, like you shouldn't be ashamed that you're a slut. You talking about slut shaming, and you shouldn't be ashamed that you're a slut. And if you know you're a slut, don't be a slut. I mean, you can't delete your whole card. You can't delete, but you can stop being a slut. Listen, this is what women do, right? When they be sluts and hoes, they always want to move. They be like, yo, I'm moving. And it's like they're really looking to conquer new territory and shit. They be like, yo, I'm moving. I can't take everybody over here in my business. No, you fuck the whole neighborhood. And everybody know how you move. Everybody know you full of shit. Everybody know you don't clean your house. You give your kids oodles and noodles for dinner, for lunch. They drink bum-ass juice. And now you want to move somewhere where people don't know you. So you the new chicken in the hood. But it don't matter where you move if your mind state doesn't change. You still you no matter where you go. So you're like a cancer. You're like a cancer. No matter where you go, you're going to infect the neighborhood with your bullshit. So you have to change the way you think. You have to change the way you walk, the way you talk. You have to change you. You know what I'm saying? You ever see a female in the neighborhood and you know she like straight up and down ran through, and a dude walking with her proud and shit, and you just looking at him like, Damn. If homie only knew. Then they just want to move. Oh, I'm moving out of here. Fuck out of here. No matter where you move, you still you. You still you. So, on that note, shout out to everybody in the motherfucking chat room. Shout out to everybody who support. Shout out to all the music that's been coming out, regardless of what. Even though I went on a little, drifted a little bit, but we still talked about music, which is a good thing. Music, at the end of the day, the most important thing is the music. The most important thing is the music. You know, all the other shit that come with it, and the antics and all that shit is cool, but the most important thing is the music. So I'm going to enjoy this cup of tea. And on that note, I'm out of here. Y'all enjoy y'all night. All the daddies, enjoy your daddy day. And if you ain't no father, whoop, you got to get out of here. I don't tolerate no bullshit in my chat room. So you just fucked up. Hold on, hold on. Let me let you go. There you go. You're out of here. All right. Yo, I'm out of here. Peace. All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.